Today, we have someone that very special young lady has grown on me over time that you will hear about on a personal level, it just about her journey. And we call this episode Candy's World. So a little bit about Candy is that she's a mother of four, right? And she's the owner of Needs to Be Aligned, which is in Williamsburg, Virginia, which is she's a licensed massage therapist, right? So this is the first thing that I want to talk about in Candy's World, because first of all, needs, right? When you hear it, and of course me, you know, it sounds like I'm saying need, N-E-E-D. Yep. But strategically, because she's, you know, a strategist, it's, it's spelled K-N-E-A-D-S, like need. You, if you've ever got a massage before, you know they'll get in there and they'll need, right? So tell us about this business. How did you come into this and how did you get this beautiful name?
I tell you, so I've been a massage therapist for 10 and a half years. It's been crazy. I've touched a lot of souls and worked on a lot of different bodies. And the funniest thing is I never like touching people. So when I remember I told my friends, I was like, hey, I'm going to go to school to be a massage therapist. They're like, what? You don't even like people touching you. What are you doing? And I was like, I think I might be good at it though. You know, and turns out I am. But I love my clients. I have met so many different people, so many walks of life, and had so many conversations between with religion and politics and just life, you know? And so me coming into this, I'm a very holistic person. I don't, like, my family's not big on medicine, pop this pill, do this, do that. And I looked at massage before I became a massage therapist. I looked at it as like a luxury thing. You go out of town, let's get a massage, you know? But really, massage is, it's mind, body, and soul. You know, everything that happens to us physically starts inside first. It starts cellularly. Our cells hold PTSD, you know? So here we are. Let's say you have a lower back issue, right? Well, that could be a number of things. But really what it is stored energy that's within that chakra system, which is the root system, the root chakra, meaning grounding, right? It's off. So since everything starts cellularly, then it starts to go metaphysically, which is the same as cellularly. And then it manifests physically with the lower back pains, which in turn will start messing with your mental and emotional health.
Oh, wow.
So everything is interconnected. And I love the field that I'm in because I get to expand and do so many different things. You know, I do energy work. I help people with just moving that energy. I don't even have to touch them. I just literally, it's called Reiki, but I literally can just transmute the energy. And sometimes it's very tolling. When I first started out, I was like, because I'm a competitive person. Like back then, if you knew me back then, you'd be like, oh my God, girl, calm down. But I used to do like 10 massages a day. And that could have been a 60-minute, 90-minute, 2-hour, take a break and keep going and going and going and going. It's like I had something to prove. I had a huge ego in my time, right? And then, so now I'm more on like the spiritual level of massage and the emotional and mental level. And I just help my clients as best as I can.
This information of you understanding the body the way that you do and the tension and things that may be in the body. And then, you know, they start to break down, you know, and you talking to them. Who was one person, a story that you remember that you actually touched their soul? You helped them and didn't even know you were helping them in this way.
Majority of the time, that's really how it is. I don't even know that I'm helping people, but it just happens, right? The first thing that I always do is I start with the feet because the feet, notice like the soul, S-O-L-E, literally the first vibrational thing that you touch is with your feet. So you're picking up energy all the time, right? So I had this one woman, she came in and she like looked distressed and whatnot. And I never asked what's wrong, you know, like, no. So she gets on the table and then I start with her feet and I hold both feet. And she just starts crying. And I'm like, okay. And I can feel it, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to ask her what's wrong because this isn't a therapy session, you know? But like, if she feels like she wants to speak, then she can speak. So I just kept hearing her just crying. And then something just told me, like, literally, you know what? Ask her what's wrong. So I asked her and she told me that she lost her mother a couple of days prior and that she just doesn't know what to do without her because, you know, I don't know if you lost a parent. I've lost a parent. And, you know, I heard this saying that when you lose a parent, that's when you truly grow up, you know? So she was just saying her mom was just that person for her who pushed her and motivated her and things like that. And all of a sudden, I forget what it is that I said to her, but I said something to her and she was like, oh my God, my mom says that to me. I really wish I could remember what it was because sometimes stuff will just be coming out and I'm like, where'd that come from? You know what I mean? But it's what that person needed to hear. And I could tell it was heart chakra based, right? Because she was going through a loss. So I just spoke to her and I was like, you know what? Just because you miss the physical person, you know, that's what it's about with death. You miss the physical person, but that person is with you more now than ever because they can see everything and can help you and guide you. But if you choose to see the signs around you, you'll see that that person's still there, you know?
Wow.
And I still am in contact with her to this day. Like, I have a really great relationship with my clients and it's fun and we laugh and it's just, I learn from them just as much as they learn from me.
Oh, wow. You know, the first thing I thought about when you were saying, you know, what you could remember what you said, because it just comes out. I just thought about Whoopi Goldberg and Ghosts. That's the first thing I thought about, right? So with that being said, you said another thing, toiling. And you used the word Reiki, I think it was. I want to know what Reiki means. And I want you to segue into, you help other people decompress. How do you decompress?
Running. I just run in the corner and just, no, I'm just kidding. No. So Reiki is the energetic kind of way of doing things. It's a Japanese technique and there are many ways to do it. It's palm over palm and you just kind of feel where people are holding in that energy. I can literally look at someone just by like, they could be standing, they could be sitting and whatnot, and I can tell what's going on with them. Really weird. It's a blessing and a curse. And I just move that block. I will tell you, okay, let me bring this a little deeper. So everyone that I meet is a mirror, especially in my clients, you know. And 2 years ago, something like that, I kept getting clients who had like breast cancer, you know, and like I would tell them, I'm like, you know, it's because there is a lot of stagnation in the heart. What are you harnessing? What is it that you're not releasing? Da 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 da. And I'm working on them, you know, all that. And I'm trying to help them metaphysically as well. But when I was telling them that, it hit deep to my soul.
Wow.
And I'm like, why? Why? Come to find out, I was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2022.
Wow.
November 17th. And it was right before my birthday. My birthday's November 20th. And I was like, God, what are we doing? You know, I was like, what are we doing here? Me of all people, me, you know? And terrifying news. You know, you hear that and the first thing you think is, I'm going to die. You know? And so I ended up getting, I went back and forth in my head a lot. Because I wasn't going to get the surgery. I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody and I'm not going to get any surgery. Forget this. It is what it is. And it was a lot of come to Jesus moments because I was literally looking in the mirror saying, you would rather die over vanity. You would rather die because society tells you that breasts make you a woman.
Wow.
So it was a lot to kind of, you know,
unpack and process, right? You know,
in a short amount of time.
Yes.
So December 21st, I ended up getting a double mastectomy.
Oh, wow.
I ended up staying flat.
Right.
And because I didn't want any recurrence. So I went from a stage 2B to a 1. And my oncologist is like in love with me because she's like, how the hell? I don't know if I can cuss, but how did this happen? You know, as in like, it's gone.
Mm.
And I'm a very holistic person. I drink teas. But I used to hate tea. So to rewind, in 2020, I found the lump. And, you know, I was just like, oh, it's probably nothing, whatever. So I told my mom about it. And then she was like, make a doctor's appointment. So I did. But at that time, everything shut down.
That's right.
Right. So I'm just like, oh, well, can't force to get in, whatever. But I was fascinated with learning about different herbs. And I was like, why? I don't even like tea. That's like leaf water. Ew. Same with massage. I don't even like touching people. Ugh, why am I, you know, it's crazy how I got into everything that I'm doing.
Right.
And so I was drinking those or like those teas. I was blending and learning, and I got certified in holistic herbalism. And here I am. God bless. I didn't have to do any chemo, just radiation. And it's all God. All God.
Okay, so this definitely leads us into self-love transformational coach, because what I just heard, you know, when you read someone's bio, and I was telling my partner earlier, have you ever just looked at someone or sat on a bench and you say, well, what's that person's story? Why do they look like that? Or why do they move like that? And it's only once speaking to people, like we've been talking about collaborating all day long, that you really get to know someone. I have a different admiration for you. You know, I already had one. I already had a profound respect for you coming into the position that that you are in, but just on a personal level and fighting that battle. You know, a lot of time our women, Black women, they have to fight these battles and still be mothers, full-time mothers. They have to fight these battles and have full-time jobs, and they don't have the luxury of taking off like men do. I often tell my partner, the mother of my children afforded me the ability to be who I am because she's the full-time mother, right? I'm a full-time father as well, but I have been afforded the ability to move around like this, right? So I commend women. I definitely commend Black women like you that are very strong and getting the story out. This needs to be heard by our women and our population. And as you've been saying all day, of course, championing our Black women, but every woman. You champion every society of women, because this is an issue that touches every woman, every type of woman. So thank you for that. With that being said, tell us about what a self-love transformational coach is and how did you move into that position?
I think I've always been that. Honestly, I'm never that kind of person that fits in with that label of how, you know, you're supposed to be and think and do. You know, I've always been just me, you know, but there were times where I allowed people to dim my light. There were times when I was thinking I'm too much, or maybe I shouldn't say this, or should I say this, and things like that. And I mean, we all go through moments where we are literally obliterating ourselves, you know, and that's learned behavior, you know, especially for me. You know, I grew up with a mother who sat there and was just like, oh God, I look horrible in this and this and this. We learn, especially as women, we learn from our mothers. You know, we learn that self-image, our confidence comes from that. That's our first, like, real expectation of, you know, how we should treat ourselves, right? So I went through a time frame where I was just like, I'm tired of, you know, comparing myself to this and comparing myself to that. God put me here as this unique being so I can shine light on just being authentically, unapologetically me. And when you can find out who you are, when you dig deep, I'm saying it's not pretty. It's a lot of moments where you're just like, who am I? You know what I mean? Like a lot of moments that you're questioning yourself. But I tell you, it's beautiful when you come out, you know, because you know what you stand for. You know what you will and will not take. You know your worth. You know what I mean? That you are so strong, not just because you have to be strong, you know? Like, you have to learn how to be vulnerable as well. And vulnerability is the key. You know, I think a lot of people are transparent. You know, you look online and you see people all polished up and things like that, and they're only showing you what they want you to see. No. Vulnerability is the key, but we're taught that emotions are weak, and they are not, especially if you know how to control them. So how I got into this just by dissecting myself. For like umpteen years, and everything that I've learned, I share, you know, like, yeah, you can get something from a book, but this doesn't come from a book. This comes from self. This comes from experience. I had to relearn how to love myself again without breasts. I had to relearn how to love myself through trauma, you know? So like it was a heavy hitter, but I'm more comfortable in my skin than I have ever been. You know, and it's horrible that it took something like this to happen for me to accept me for me, but it's so beautiful as well because I made it. I'm so grateful to just be alive. And my key to everything is just for people. I don't try to sell people a dream. I want them to create their own dream.
Nice.
Because you can do it. You just have to believe in yourself enough to do that.
My blood truth. that truth right there is undeniable. And that is the name of her podcast. And people definitely need to chime in and check in. Tell us about your podcast a little bit and where can people find it?
Oh man. So the podcast is called My Blunt Truth. I actually retired doing it because right before the last episode that I did, Miss Denise Harrington and oh my gosh, I forgot her name. That's horrible. But she's a civil rights activist, Booth. Why do I want to say Sarah Booth? But anywho, look on my podcast. I'm so sorry I messed that up. But she was from the Roe versus Wade era. She was one of the Janes. Oh, I don't know if you all know about the Janes, but the Janes were a bunch of women who came together to help women who wanted to get abortions. So, I mean, Heather Booth. Woo! Okay. Got it. That's her name, Heather Booth. Amazing woman, you know? And I thought to myself, first of all, I'm speaking to an icon who was a part of history. And I felt during that episode like they were passing the torch, you know, like I felt so much within that episode. And that episode also required an open mind. But I was like, you know what? I can't top that.
Wow.
Can't top that at all.
Not at all. Beautiful.
But the whole podcast was literally me coming into myself.
Okay.
And me finding the tools to do it and then me sharing that.
Okay. Okay. Are you on Spotify? Where
yeah. Oh, I forgot Spotify? That part. So that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Pod, like it's pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere. Good deal. Good deal.
It's been a ride. It was fun.
Trust me. Before we leave, please allow people to know how they can book an appointment with you if they would love to, because you know your stuff. I'm coming myself. I'm telling you. I'm coming myself. So allow us to know how you can book with you and how they can find you on your social media platforms and get in contact with you.
For sure. The best way to do it is just to go on my Facebook, Candy, C-A-N-D-I, Bradshaw. You can see the teas that I have out there. Everything is organic. I don't play around when it comes to my teas. Those teas have saved my life. And that's something that I want to give, not give, but to, you know, for everyone else to understand their bodies and themselves, because it's about mind, body and soul. And those teas definitely help with that. And I also do herbal baths as well to cleanse energy. But find me on Facebook. You can see my website, how to book me. I offer sessions online. I'm just here for you, you know, and my email is Candy, C-A-N-D-I. Bradshaw8920@gmail.com.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Very, very informative. I think that it's extremely important that we understand ourselves and having people that we can come to help us understand ourselves. And the information that you gave here, very impactful, very powerful, you know, that you packed inside. So please, everyone, please, please contact Miss Candy Bradshaw. Everyone, this is Sean A. Barksdale from the 10 Minutes of Truth podcast. We have had Candy Bradshaw on today, and this has been Candy's World, World, World.
Yeah, that's my theme song, y'all. Get ready for it. It's coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.